So my name is Philip Oxhorn. I'm a professor of political science, and I'm the director of the Institute for the Study of International Development. And it's really a privilege and an honor for us to host the Canadian launch of a very important book. You know, ISID was founded about 7 years ago with a basic idea that we would try and connect the world of academia, of research and theory, with a real world of problem solving and helping to make it a better place for everybody. As part of that, for a number of years, we've been associating ourselves with a variety of people that we call professors of practice, people who have been there and done that and have tremendous expertise that they bring to the campus, helping us to set our compass right so that we can complete our mission of really making ourselves relevant to the real world. Michael Brown was one of our first professors of practice, and this launch is really a culmination of an ongoing relationship with Michael and through Michael, the UNEP, and other related organizations. The thing that's particularly good from our perspective about this book and this project is the idea that if we can mediate conflict before it escalates, a lot of people will live a better life. And I think that it's a problem that is suited for the kind of work we try and do with the Institute for the simple reason that there's probably nothing more important but at the same time more complicated than trying to avoid crises before they blow up in our face. The positive thing, too, is that what we see constantly, whether we want to or not, is the damage and the violence of all sorts that conflict can cause. Looking at global warming, looking at food security, looking at all sorts of issues in the world, the probability is we're going to, more likely than not, to see more and more conflict. And what we forget is that there are ways of avoiding those explosions if we reach out early and effectively through things like mediation. And so for us, the goal here is to present this book to you and see it as a foundation for bigger and better things to come for ISID, for UNEP, working with them and trying to make conflicts more of a thing of the past than they might otherwise be. With that said, I'd like to hand over the floor to my colleague, Professor Daniel Jutra, the Dean of the Faculty of Law.
Thank you, Phil. You've taken out the first two sentences of my speech. I was going to say my name is Daniel Jutra, I'm the Dean of the Faculty of Law, but I guess that's done already. Je suis très heureux d'être ici ce soir. En général, je pense qu'on va dire le plus souvent que quand il y a des conflits, quand il y a des dilemmes à résoudre, c'est pas une bonne idée d'inviter les avocats. Turns out that that's a myth. I see a lot of our students in the faculty sitting here. I see two of my colleagues, Louis Attis and François Crépeau, sitting in front. And I'm here to confirm, I think, for those of you who don't know, that lawyers are about dispute resolution in any way in which it can take shape. And the phenomenon of conciliation, mediation, and negotiation, I think, is now a central part of the training of and education of lawyers. And this is why I'm so delighted to be here to participate in this effort to convey the significance of mediation as a mode of dispute resolution on the international scene. In law schools, students will encounter mediation in different settings. They will envisage mediation at the very micro level, in family conflicts and neighborhood conflicts. But I think the basic ideas are easily conveyed in other settings, and most significantly in the context of international conflict. So I'm very happy, actually, to be given this opportunity to speak. And as you can imagine, I was given an advanced copy of the book in anticipation of this and felt like I kind of had to read it because this is not my expertise. I'm not at all involved in international law. But I was really impressed with that document because it touches on so many of the crucial issues that occupy the minds of many of my colleagues and the minds of many of my students. The students, as you know here, are the next generation of public actors and governance experts, and I know that they will be delighted to see the transformation that is brought about by documents like the one that we're exploring today. This guide, in my mind, is having read it, is really very rich, timely, and effective in at least three ways, and I want to point out very briefly what I see in there, which is extremely interesting. From my point of view, as I'm expert, so to speak, in private law contracts and torts and not at all in international law. But from my point of view, one of the great contributions of this book is the ways in which, through very clear examples and case studies, the book draws the inescapable connection between conflict and natural resources management and natural resources, access to natural resources. This is a connection that's absolutely fundamental. I think it's well known by people who work deeply in international conflict and humanitarian efforts, but not well known, I think, more broadly. People tend to think about conflict as primarily politically driven in a narrow sense and not necessarily driven by concern for access to very basic resources that are so significant in people's lives. I think the book is very significant in that respect, and pointing out the role of dispute resolution on this on these matters on our way to world peace. Let's hope for that. The second way in which that book struck me as really crucial and valid is that it's really informed by practice and concrete experience. That's one thing that's quite special about this book. It includes vignettes and case studies that I would encourage you to look at. Because obviously dispute resolution, more specifically mediation, are rooted in experience. This is something that can only happen with very concrete or attention to the concrete details of the circumstances of the people who are involved, their interests, and the ability to listen and to pick up on the key dimensions of their experience is one of the crucial factors in resolving those disputes. And I think this book really makes the case very clearly that practice and concrete experience are central to mediation. The third way and last way in which I thought this book was really fascinating is that it's a compelling demonstration of the significance of context in the wider sense. This is something, as many of you know, that is one of the drivers of the Faculty of Law, the theoretical efforts in the Faculty of Law. Much of the research in the Faculty of Law focuses on legal pluralism. François Crépeau is the director of the Center for Human Rights and Legal Pluralism, and we think in the Faculty of Law that it's absolutely essential to think about conflict in context, to think about the ways in which plurality of perspectives, cultures, experiences relate to the way in which individuals interact in the world, to think well beyond formal circumstances of law and institutions, to understand in the lived context how people can achieve their aspirations. And so I'm very happy to see this book launched. McGill, I understand there are only two academic institutions in which the book will be launched. One is, Harvard, I think. I think it's Harvard. Yeah, and the other one is this one. So I'm very proud that this is happening here at McGill, very happy that the Faculty of Law has an opportunity to be associated with such a worthy project. The faculty is, I think, one of the primary sites for international law in North America and the world, most certainly the most significant research institution in legal pluralism, but it's also one that is truly committed to public service in the resolution of real problems on the global and the local scene. And you have, with Louise Atzis, my two colleagues, Louise Atzis and François Crépeau, very good examples of people who are involved in the world and committed to dispute resolution. So I salute the authors of that book, in particular the two that we have with us. I think the two primary contributors, Michael Brown and David Jensen, and I wish you a great evening. I will have to run out at some point. Don't think that it's because I'm uninterested. I had warned the organizers that I had a conflict tonight, but I know that you will stay until the end. Thank you.